Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And today we are joined by Meritazine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gall. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty darn well, as a matter of fact. In spite of sundry irritations with plumbing, everything else is going swimmingly.
Excellent.
How about yourself?
Oh, just doing great. Kicking off a bunch of programs coming up regarding Alzheimer's.
Oh, why don't you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. So I'm doing a series of Alzheimer's programming in three different locations this year. And before I introduce where those programs are going to be at, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the differences between Alzheimer's and dementia, because lots of times we'll use those terms interrelated. More than 6 million Americans today are living with Alzheimer's, and when we look at that and how the disease progresses, actually 1 in 3 seniors dies with Alzheimer's or another type of dementia. So it is a topic that we are working to educate the communities about, as well as on the scientific side, you've got organizations like the Alzheimer's Association that is out there with their feet on the ground working to develop ways to treat and cure the disease over time. So it is a disease that affects a lot of people. When we look at just the 6 million Americans that are living with Alzheimer's, we also need to look at the fact that there are over 11 million Americans that provide care for people with Alzheimer's or other forms of dementia. And these caregivers provide more than 18 billion hours of care to those living with forms of dementia. When you look at Alzheimer's and dementia and how they're the same and how they're different, dementia is the umbrella term for loss of memory and other thinking abilities that are severe enough to interfere with daily life. And underneath that umbrella, we have Alzheimer's, and Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia. And each form has different causes and different symptoms, but Alzheimer's is the most common that we see. We have vascular dementia, which affects the blood flow to the brain. Then there's Lewy body dementia and frontal temporal dementia, which affects just the front part of our brain. Parkinson's falls under the umbrella of dementia, Huntington's disease, and you can also have mixed dementia, which is having the dementia caused by one or more symptoms. So, for example, you could have Alzheimer's and Parkinson's both, or just having one or the other. So just remembering that dementia is that overall umbrella. So when we look at the collection of symptoms that are severe enough to interfere with daily life, we need to also remember that Alzheimer's is not a normal part of aging. It is really a progressive brain disease. And just like any disease, it is important for us to be mindful of the signs and the symptoms, and where there are concerns, have some testing done to see if it's something that may just be going on. So we might have some issues with memory and thinking that we find out are related to medications that we're on, for example, so a side effect of a medication or a vitamin deficiency versus actual dementia or Alzheimer's. So always seek out a healthcare professional if there's anything that you're concerned about. And then, like anything else, early diagnosis is key. There are steps that you can take place to really help do some planning to know what to expect down the road, to learn more about Alzheimer's or that other form of dementia, to be prepared for the changes that are going to take place in your life and your family's life. So there's not a cure for Alzheimer's, as we all know, but there is a lot of value seeking an accurate diagnosis. And that also gives us access to treatment options and opportunities to get resources and support and more time to plan for that future. Personally, I've had several members of my family be affected by Alzheimer's disease. The most prominent is my mother-in-law, who had Alzheimer's for more than 15 years. So one of my goals is to be out in the community and help spread knowledge about the disease and different things that folks can do in their lives to learn more about the disease, ways that we can live more healthy for our brain and our body, conversations that should take place, and then how to respond to different behaviors. So I have put together a series of programs at three different locations. I have the Grub Club in Osawatomie at the Ozone, and I will have a monthly program there about Alzheimer's starting on April 8th with the 10 warning signs of Alzheimer's. I have a monthly program that is taking place at the Mound City Library, and our topic for April is the 10 warning signs of Alzheimer's. And then I have a series starting at the Lacine Library, and April 11th will be the first one there. Their series is a weekly series, and we'll start April 11th with 10 warning signs as well. Those will be followed by healthy living for your brain and body and conversations about dementia, how to communicate with folks who have dementia, and understanding dementia-related behaviors, and wrapping up with managing money, a caregiver's guide to finances. So if folks are interested in learning more about Alzheimer's or attending any of these series, please give me a call at 913-294-4306 or check out our website at meredithzine.kstate.edu. We've got flyers up on our website for all of the programs. Or if you just need general information about Alzheimer's, feel free to reach out, or we encourage folks to also go to the Alzheimer's Association's webpage at alz.org.
Wow, thank you, Kathy. I personally hate cancer and things like that. It sounds like Alzheimer's and the other things under the dementia umbrella do kind of the same thing. It steals our loved ones from us.
Exactly. Well, and I think one of the best things that's happened, it's kind of one of those sad but good in the same way, is I've really appreciated how Bruce Willis's family has handled his diagnosis. And Bruce Willis actually has been diagnosed with early onset dementia. And the fact that they are taking pictures and posting them on social media and showing how you can still have a wonderful, meaningful life, even living with the disease, is huge. We don't want people to think it's the end of everything. It really focuses on being in the moment and enjoying every day as it comes.
And the fact that this is not something to be ashamed of or hidden away. These are still your people.
Exactly. That's one thing that we're still working to overcome, is
yes,
that stigma that is attached to Alzheimer's. There shouldn't be one there.
It's
something that we absolutely don't have any control over how it affects our body right now until that research makes more of those breakthroughs.
And we are going to hope and pray for that day to come very, very soon. Thank you for your information, Kathy, very much. And just give us the phone number one more time.
Sure. It's area code 913-294-4306. And if you want to hook up with one of those programs, give us a call. And if I'm not here, the other wonderful ladies that we have here working the counter can help you out.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kathy. And I hope we get to talk to you again soon.
Sounds like a plan.
Have a fine day. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Shaw.